Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of There's a You in Success. I'm Debbie Lusberg, your host. Thanks so much for tuning in. You know, my belief is that for long-term, steady, consistent success, it all begins inside. It begins with our thinking, the choices we make based on those thoughts, and then the actions we take. It's about awareness and clarity, clearly defining what success means to each one of us, then prioritizing that and making new things happen in our lives to help create that overall success that we strive for. And it all starts with a new thought. Don't like what you're seeing in your life? Take a look inside and change your thinking. Today I want to talk about a very important component of success. And that has to do with being self-aware, waking up, noticing what our body is telling us, what our mind is telling us, what our emotions are telling us, and making changes. It's about self-care. This episode is called, Now, What Did I Come Out Here For? It's about mindfulness, and you might call it single-tasking versus multitasking. Have you ever done this? Walked purposefully into another room and then promptly forgot what you went there for? Have you ever arrived at your usual destination and then not remembered anything about the journey, about how you got there? Have you ever had your keys in your hand when you walked in the door, set them aside, and now not have any idea where they could be? Yeah, me too. Many times we jump to the conclusion that our memories must be fading when these things happen. Well, according to neuroscientists, the vast majority of us are worrying about our memory lapses in vain. You know what's really happening, don't you? Our little brains are tired. It's all that distraction we live with, noise, constant flow of information, beeps, buzzes, and modern conveniences that cause us to forget even the simplest things and cause us not to pay attention to the smallest things, which, as you know, are sometimes the best things. Now, where was I? The issue is not our memories. It's that we're not in the moment, present, mindful. Phrases that we've all heard and read about in recent times. Yeah, but what's the big deal, and who's got time for mindfulness or being present, you might be asking. Well, actually, being those things in the moment, present and mindful, give us time, moments, hours, days that we're completely aware, awake, conscious of what's going on, of what we're doing, of what we're feeling. It's precious time to experience life fully, right here, right now. Take driving, for instance. Maybe the very same route at the very same time each day. So what could possibly be new or exciting along the way? We reach for the radio and zone out thinking about yesterday or tomorrow instead. Or we could notice what's happening on each street corner, the color and make of each car, the face of each driver, the plants growing alongside the street, the pedestrians, what they're wearing, what they look like. While walking from one room to another, for instance, really, what could be all that interesting about that? We move quickly to get there so as to get on with the next thing. Or we could take a grateful glance around, appreciating the pleasantness of the room and letting the memory of what we went there for come easily versus beating ourselves up for forgetting something yet again. Okay, I know. It's challenging to be mindful and in the moment, each and every moment of every day, and highly unlikely, unless you are living alone in the woods without any distractions. We do get distracted, sidetracked, and disoriented in our busy lives, but here's a place to grow. Set your mind to intending to have more present moments, be that while you're driving or moving through any aspect of your day from room to room in your house. Just pay attention a little bit more. Then pay attention more tomorrow and then more next week. It takes practice. Life happens in the now, right here, right now, while you're listening, while you're breathing in that breath in this particular moment that you won't ever have again. Instead of, did I turn the iron off or start the dishwasher? How did I get here? Who just called me? What did I have for breakfast today? Do this. Savor each moment. Notice one foot in front of the other, the feeling of your feet on the floor, the sound of your breath as your body moves, the taste of the milk on your cereal as you swallow. Notice whose eye you catch or what happens at the very moment you chose to look in that direction. Now, what did I come out here for? To notice my surroundings, to rest my busy mind, to make the most of this particular moment in time and the next one after that, and as many as you can throughout your day. It takes practice. At the end of the day, sometimes we say, where did this day go? What happened? I wasn't paying attention. Pay closer attention and give yourself a little gift this week, the present. I love this quote attributed to Eleanor Roosevelt. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. Please connect with me on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Twitter, Google+, and do visit my website, debbieloosberg.com, to learn more about my training and coaching services, to sign up for a weekly email kick. Remember this quote that I ran across recently. As long as you underestimate yourself, you cannot succeed in life. You are greater than you think you are. There is not one more thing you need to add. You only need to uncover what's already inside that diamond, that inner success, that beauty that already lives within you. And remember, it begins with your thinking. You want to be more successful? Change your thoughts about it. It all starts with you. Your thoughts, the choices you make, and the actions you take. Remember, there's a you in success, in that unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you. Until next time, choose to have a great week.